Welcome out to another episode of It Figures. I'm Pixel Dan, and it is Wednesday, September 2nd. Fall is in the air. I don't know how the weather usually is in everybody else's neck of the woods. Normally, around this time of the year, it's still pretty warm outside, at least for the next month, till about the end of September. Fall doesn't really kick in and start cooling off until, you know, end of September, October sometime. But weather has been so strange this year. And it's been really cool out this week. It, like, feels like fall already, and it's just now September 1st. It's kind of ridiculous. It's getting down, you know, in, like, the low 60s at night, and that's just crazy for this time of year. So I don't know how it is everywhere else, but it's kind of chilly here, and not really chilly. It's nice outside. It gets a little chilly at night, but yeah, just a little strange, a little strange. And I'm going camping this weekend, so hopefully I don't freeze at night in the tent. So how's everybody? Everybody going good? Everybody doing well? Guys buy anything cool this week? Yeah. I did, actually. I actually had a pretty good day. I actually posted my pictures on the forums at thatnewtoysmell.com if you guys have already checked it out, but I already found some cool stuff when I went out at the beginning of the week. Marvel Handful of Heroes. Anybody else excited about those? I know I was pretty excited when I ran into them at Walmart. Those things are awesome. Guess if you're a fan of, you know, the little one-inch type figures, or like our friend Dirt is, the muscle figures and stuff like that, these Marvel Handful of Heroes are really sweet. I thought these were really cool little figures. And, you know, for the price, they run around $6. It's not so bad. You get a box full of them. Probably going to keep buying those. The Marvel Secret Wars 2-pack for the Marvel Universe stuff. Found some cool stuff. It's pretty happy, pretty cool. Oh, man, it has been a busy week here. I don't know how everybody else is this time of year, but work for me has been nuts. And on top of that, I'm doing all of this website stuff. So hopefully you guys are checking out everything that I'm doing, because I'm doing so much work. Reviews have been going up every day, and I finally finished up my San Diego Comic-Con reviews. I know I've been sitting on those since July now, all the stuff that we got from San Diego Comic-Con, all the exclusives. You know, we divvied them up between us, and I ended up, you know, getting several that I wanted to do reviews on, and I've been kind of doing those in between other things, and finally finished them off this week with the Wonder Twins 2-pack and the Soundwave, the 25th anniversary Soundwave, both sets of which are extremely cool. So if you guys haven't seen those reviews yet, make sure you head on over to the site and check them out. They should both still be on the front page, because I just posted them over the weekend here. But I'll tell you what, man, that 25th anniversary Soundwave is sweet. I said this in the review, I've never really been a big Transformers collector. And that, of course, doesn't mean I don't like Transformers. It's just not something I've really been real big into collecting. I didn't have Transformers as a kid, crazy enough. I had a couple here and there. But I didn't really get into it big when I was a kid. I mean, for me, it was all about He-Man and then Ghostbusters and then the X-Men. I kind of skipped the Transformers in there. Had a few of them. Never got real big into it. So over the years, I've never really had that big nostalgia thing going on with the Transformers like a lot of people do. I've always thought they were cool. I've always admired Duvall's collection, because Duvall is a huge Transformers fan, and he has a massive collection of Transformers, which we're going to have to show you guys sometime. But, you know, I've always admired his collection, thought they were really cool. Never really felt the interest to get them myself. But lately, I have found myself picking up more and more Transformers and Transformers-related toys. Soundwave is one that I've always liked a lot. I've always just thought the boombox thing was really cool, the cassette tapes that transform into other robots. I've always liked him a lot. So when I saw that they were releasing the 25th anniversary version of him, which was pretty much the same as the original G1 mold, except for some minor differences. some of the guys on the board actually pointed out to me that his body is from Sound Blaster, not the original Soundwave, but it's close enough. This is the closest I was going to ever get to owning the original G1 release of Soundwave, so I knew I had to jump on it. And man, was I happy to get a hold of Soundwave, because I opened this box up and I was just amazed at how much I liked this figure. It almost kind of made me sad that I didn't own any of these as a kid, you know? Recently, I've gotten a couple of the figures from the movie. I've had the movie Bumblebee from the first movie, which I really liked. And I picked up a couple of the figures from the Revenge of the Fallen line. I like the Voyager class Optimus Prime and a couple of the other ones. I got like the Starscream and stuff like that. I don't know, man. Like, I really liked the Bumblebee figure. I thought he was cool. And I think the next one I opened was Sideswipe, who I really liked. That's a really cool toy. I opened up the Optimus Prime, and he was pretty neat. But, you know, then I got to figures like, I opened up the Starscream, and I was kind of disappointed with him. I don't like his transformation. His robot mode, I still don't like. I'm just not a fan of that weird triangular shape they gave Starscream in the movie and on the toy. Another one I opened was Stratosphere, which is like a big jumbo jet that comes with a little mini Optimus Prime. His robot form sucks. That's my opinion, but I just don't like it. I was really disappointed with it. So, you know, I got these movie figures because I started getting interested, and I was like, well, you know, Bumblebee is cool. I want to get some more, and I opened them up, and I was liking them at first, and then I got bored of them real quick, so I was like, oh, maybe I don't want to get into the Transformers thing because I'm not sure how I feel about these movie figures. But then getting that 25th anniversary Soundwave fixed all that for me. And that just really, really made me realize that as much as I like the Transformers movies, I highly prefer the old school boxy look that the G1 Transformers have. 100%. The way the Transformers look in the old cartoon series and on that old toy line, those are Transformers. To me, that is the look of Transformers. And comparing those to these new movie figures now really just kind of makes me go, meh. You know? I don't know. There's probably, I know there's the Transformers fandom out there is huge. I know this. And I don't really ever want to go like toe-to-toe discussing Transformers with any of those guys because they'll just talk me under the table. I don't know a lot about them. You know, I know a lot about toys, but Transformers is one of my weaker, you know, weaker points, and I know that there's a lot of really crazy Transformers fans out there. But I'm curious if, I'm assuming that they feel kind of that same way, maybe? I mean, I don't know, there's Transformers collectors out there that visit the site regularly, right? I know there's a couple of you guys on the boards. How do you feel about the movie Transformers when you compare them to, like, I don't know, the G1s or even some of the later ones, like Transformers Armada that came out in like 02, 03, somewhere around there. Or what about, you know, the Beast Wars stuff, all of that. I mean, in comparison, how does the movie stuff compare to those? And what's your favorite of all those toy lines? That's something I'd really be interested to hear about. So let's get some discussion going on that. Let's do some Transformers talk. That sounds like fun. Head on over to the forums at thatnewtoysmell.com. Let me know what you think. That's something I'm really curious about now. Because it's not something I ever thought twice about, you know? I looked at the movie figures in the stores and thought they were really cool. And I thought the designs were really neat. And I never thought anything of it until I got some. And compared them with the original ones. And it's just, to me, it's just like, wow. The original ones are a lot cooler. So I'm curious to see how many people out there feel the same way as me. Now, something on a similar subject is the new movie G.I. Joe figures. I've actually bought several of the new movie figures, and I have to say that I really like those. Crazy enough, I still haven't made it to see the movie yet because things have been so hectic around here. I know the movie's getting kind of mixed reactions, but it seems like for the most part people are enjoying the film, even though it, you know, might have done things differently, which that happens in Hollywood, unfortunately. But looking at the toys, like I had a bunch of the G.I. Joes when I was a kid, and I bought a bunch of them again when they were doing the G.I. Joe versus Cobra toy line in the early 2000s, like 2004-ish. And I bought a couple of the 25th anniversary ones. So I've been off and on with G.I. Joe for years. I'm not like super mega G.I. Joe collector, but I like G.I. Joes. I like them a lot. So I've got several figures spanning several different lines of G.I. Joe. And these new movie figures, I think, compare very well. They fit in really well with the 25th anniversary line. You can tell that the molds are very similar. The articulation and the style is very similar. And aside from some of the guys who... I don't know. I seem to like the ones that don't really have the movie likenesses. You know what I mean? Like the Duke and stuff like that, who, like, you know, they made the sculpts look like the act, like Channing Tatum. I don't really like that figure. But what I do like is the Neo Vipers. And I like the Firefly, which, of course, he wasn't in the movie. And the Barbecue. Crazy enough, I like the Cobra Commander. Not saying I like the style, but the figure itself, really nice figure. I like the figure. The Baroness figure is sweet. I really like the Scarlet, the one that's wearing the black suit. It's awesome. You know, the Snake Eyes, the Storm Shadow. I love those. I think those are great figures. And I think they fit in really, really well with the other G.I. Joe toy lines. So, in comparison, I guess it's like it really depends. Like, you look at the Transformers and you're like, they're cool figures, but they don't feel as cool as the originals. And you can probably say the same thing about the G.I. Joes. Like, the originals are always going to be cooler. But I think these new movie figures, as a whole, fit in better with the lineup. You know what I mean? Like, you can probably, like the Pit Play set, which I've got sitting here right now at home, which we're going to have a video on here soon. The Pit Play set is an awesome play set from the movie, but this thing folds out. It's so huge. It's reminiscent of those old G.I. Joe play sets. And I guarantee I can put all of the movie figures on it and all of my old G.I. Joe figures on it, and all of them would look at home on this play set. And they would probably look fine together. You know what I mean? They don't really contrast too bad. Like, you can tell the movie figures apart from the classic line figures, but they still look like G.I. Joes. They still look like G.I. Joes. So that's something I really, really like about that toy line. So yeah, G.I. Joes, Transformers. A lot of cool, some cool stuff there. Cool stuff there, yeah. Masters of the Universe Classics. Let's jump on to that for a little bit. Scareglow's pictures got released this week, and let me tell you, I am so excited to get that figure. Tila is on her way next, and I'm also very, very excited to get her. She'll actually be the next one I get for review, probably in the next couple weeks here. I'm excited to take a look at her, the first female on the line. She's probably one of the best sculpts I've seen so far. But for me, Scareglow really, really overshadows her, because Scareglow is one of two figures that I have been clamoring for ever since He-Man made its comeback back in 2002. Scareglow and Mosquitor were my two favorite toys as a kid. And that's just me, because I'm always the guy who seems to like the oddball characters and the oddball toys. Mosquitor and Scareglow were my favorites as a kid. So when 2002 line rolled around, I wanted desperately to see both of those revamped in figure form. Of course, the line got canceled and we didn't see them. So when Classic started back up, I was hoping to God that there's a chance for them to happen. And sure enough, here we are in the first year still of Classics, I guess rolling into the second year, and I'm getting Scareglow. And I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier. And with the pictures and everything getting released for him this week, they've released his bio information, which finally puts to rest a lot of theories people have had on Scareglow. Now, if you'll recall, the original Scareglow figure, his description was the evil ghost of Skeletor. Now, even though Scareglow came with a mini-comic that kind of gave us a little bit of story on his origin, in that mini-comic, Skeletor summoned Scareglow along with Ninjor, both from different dimensions, in order to hunt down He-Man. So, you saw Skeletor summon Scareglow right there in the comic. They were standing side by side, whatever. A lot of people have always mistook the description, evil ghost of Skeletor, to mean that Scareglow is actually Skeletor, the ghost of Skeletor from the future. And people have kind of, you know, debated and thought about it for a long time, like, is this a separate character? Is this actually Skeletor from the future, etc., etc.? Now, as a kid, I liked Scareglow so much, and thought he was so cool looking that I actually used him as my Skeletor figure. Crazy enough. Actually, I think I did it a lot more after the He-Man movie came out because I thought Scareglow resembled a little more closely how Skeletor looked in the movie. So he was my movie version Skeletor when I was a kid. But growing up, I always counted Scareglow as a separate character from Skeletor. I was never one who thought they were one and the same. Well, now with the release of the new figure, they've changed his description to say evil ghost serving Skeletor. They replaced the word of with serving. So that should clear up any doubt anybody has, because now we know he is a completely separate character. Even more so, his bio proves it. He's been given a name, which off the top of my head I can't remember right now, but it's not Keldor. Skeletor's real name is Keldor. Scareglow's is not, so he is not the same person. And I really do like his backstory. He was a bounty hunter who was constantly trying to break into Castle Grayskull, kind of like Skeletor. Not the same guy, though. And as punishment, you know, he was kind of turned into the form of Scareglow. And his punishment is that he has to carry around this vial that has Castle Grayskull on top of it that is chained to him. And inside this vial contains the key to Castle Grayskull. The problem is he cannot open this vial to get this key out. So it's like an eternal punishment. He has to always carry around the thing he has always desired without being able to use it. That's hardcore. That is freaking awesome. And this is probably one of the best bios I have read yet on a He-Man figure. That is just such a cool story and really adds whole other element to this character that I've never even imagined before. So with the new bio and the new pictures, 100% I am stoked for Scareglow. He is my most anticipated figure right now in Masters of the Universe Classics. So I can't wait. So as soon as that figure comes in the next month or so for me to review, expect a very excited Pixel Dan review to go up within hours of me getting that figure, because I cannot wait. All right, guys. I want to remind everybody that if you're not already visiting the site, make sure you're heading over to www.thatnewtoysmell.com. If you guys are a fan of the reviews that we're doing, please make sure you're checking the site on a daily basis. And this is where I'm going to ask for all of your help. We're doing a lot of work and we're doing everything we can to really get our name out there. We want to make That New Toy Smell a household name for collectors. We want to make this a big site, a big go-to site for videos and video reviews of toys and action figures. We're trying to do something here that not a lot of people do, and I think we're doing a pretty successful job, but we need more. So if you guys listen to this podcast, if you're visiting our site on a daily basis, if you're posting on our message boards, please, please, please help us out and help us spread the word. If you know somebody who's a collector, tell them about the site. You know, nag them and nag them. Get them to come to the site. Get them to sign up for the message boards and start posting. Get them to listen to this podcast on a weekly basis. We need the help of the viewers and listeners. We really need you guys to be successful. We really enjoy doing what we do, but we need more, guys. We really do. We love having our viewers. We love having you guys on the message boards. We really want to amp this up. We want to make this a big deal. We're starting to catch the attention of a lot of the companies, including the bigger ones like Mattel. You know, we actually have a pretty good working relationship with Mattel right now. Our buddy Toy Guru there helps us out quite a bit, sends us the review samples so that we can give you guys more content. And, you know, now they are allowing us to participate in the monthly Q&As. So if you guys have questions to ask Mattel, you can come to thatnewtoysmell.com, sign up for the forums, ask questions. Mattel will be sending us answers directly. It's fantastic. Plus, we got all these other smaller sites we're getting the attention of. Shocker Toys. Be on the lookout for more reviews from Shocker Toys. Action Figure Displays. Guys like that. It's fantastic. So, we're getting it done. The name is getting out there. We need to get more. So, you guys, please do me a favor. Help us out. Visit the site. Listen to the podcast. Watch the videos on the site. And please, get some guys on the message board. Let's get some great discussions going. Let's make thatnewtoysmell.com a huge, huge success. I would love it. It would make me so happy. You'd make Pixel Dan smile. On that note, we have another contest coming up. And next week on this podcast on It Figures, I am going to make the official announcement of what the contest is. Now, I just got off the phone with Dirt just a little bit ago. We were discussing, you know, what we're going to be doing for this contest. And let me tell you, this one is a doozy. If it goes the way that we're hoping it's going to go, which it should, this is going to be a really fun contest. We've got a huge prize pack to give away. Should be a fun one. Hopefully you guys enjoy the prize pack, because I want to see a lot of entries on this one. I'm not going to give away the specifics yet. You're going to have to listen next week. But all I'm going to say is that you're going to have to work if you want to win this time. This time it's not just signing up and putting a post up, and there will be no random drawings. You will earn this prize pack. And you might have to embarrass yourself a little bit to earn it. And that's all I'm going to say. So if you guys want to know about this contest, make sure you guys are listening to It Figures next Wednesday on ThatNewToySmell.com. Also next week, I'm going to have our buddy Damian Killen on the show from Killen Enterprises, which of course is the local shop that you often see us operate out of on episodes. He just recently got back from a week-long vacation, and he's got a story. He says he's got a pretty funny story that he wants to share with everybody. So stay tuned next week. We'll have Killen on the show to tell a story. And guys, make sure you're visiting VGLosers.com on a daily basis for everything that's not toy-related. If you're into comic books, if you're into movies, if you're into video games, pro wrestling, VGLosers.com is the place to be. Make sure you check out Dirt's Daily every single day, reviewing or talking about a new subject. And of course, listen to Wrestling Radio, the show for pro wrestling talk, and The Weigh-In, the show for MMA talk. And that's going to go ahead and wrap things up this week. Make sure you guys are hitting up the forums. Let's have some discussion about our topics today. Until next week, guys, I'm Pixel Dan. Take care.